It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you on board with us today. We got a great show coming up for you here this afternoon. Hope you certainly enjoy it. Jim Appel is going to be joining us here in just a little bit. He and Justin Lewis are going to have a breakdown of the markets. Then Jim's also going to have his ag weather for you. He's also going to step in for Ron Hayes later on with his own soapbox today. I've got your ag news coming up in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at the futures coming up here in just a few minutes as well. We got a whole lot for you still to come as Midday Oklahoma continues here in just a moment on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
It's 7 past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your Tuesday's going great so far. Let's take a look at some of the news in the ag world here today. Unfortunately for fruit and vegetable farmers, crops don't wait for workers to show up to be ready to harvest. The current system is making it difficult for those farmers to get the workers they need when they need them. Two fruit growers from opposite ends of the country, South Carolina's Chalmers Carr and Oregon's Doug Kramer, explain their situation in this story from American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller.
From one side of the country to the other, the nation's fruit and vegetable farmers are feeling the heat over immigration reform. Without it, they basically have no chance of getting the new agriculture labor programs they desperately need.
Immigration reform right now is well overdue. We've needed it for over 12 years. So right now it is paramount for our industry, not just my operation, but for all my peers that actually grow fruits and vegetables in this country.
Chalmers Carr is a South Carolina peach grower. He's used the current program called H2A for years, but there are still times when he doesn't get the workers he needs when he needs them.
We have to prove that we have a labor shortage, that there are not U.S. workers able to do the jobs that we have. Then we go through a certification process, the application process to get the workers over here. That can take 45 to 60 days. We put in our application. We go through all the interview process. We get the workers here. Hopefully there's no hiccups along the way.
Doug Kramer grows blueberries in Oregon. He and Carr agree that fruit and vegetable crops rely on foreign labor because Americans just don't want these jobs.
I don't discriminate, and we do advertise with the Oregon Employment Agency. We do hire high school kids. Currently, we're advertising locally in stores, laundromats, community centers in the local area, and we also advertise through the employment division. The American workers, many of them don't want to do this kind of work, and I applaud those that do come out and work.
Currently, my wage rate is $9.78 an hour, and I have no U.S. workers on this farm taking these jobs, even though I've advertised. In the last 2 years, we've advertised over 2,000 jobs. We've had about 600 U.S. workers, so about one-third of our need, come out and actually apply for them, yet we've only had 15 take the job and stay on the job all the way through. So how can I pick these crops with 15 workers?
It's just not possible, no matter what side of the country you're on. If Americans want domestic fruit and vegetable options, they're going to have to realize it takes foreign workers. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And we're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour here on your Tuesday. I'm Dave Lanning. Coming up when we come back after the break, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will take a look at the markets, and then Jim will have an ag weather update for you. With that and more when Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics, the Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets do this morning?
Well, the stock market futures are having a hard time today. We're down 123 in the September Dow Jones at 14,809, and that's actually the lowest price we've seen since the 1st of July. The volatility here is due to the fact that the whole world and the whole trading world is watching what could happen in Syria, and then we still have the Egypt thing going on. It's kind of taking the back burner, but it still exists. So we're really watching that. We had the consumer confidence up this morning slightly in August after slipping last month. This month it was 81.5. Last month it was 81, but it was larger than what the analysts expected. They were expecting a drop down to about 79. But yet the stock market futures are still down. Now we have the S&P futures down about 17.5 points here at 16,036.75. We have 30-year bonds today are up almost a point. They're up 25, and that's at 132.24. We have the September U.S. dollar index down slightly, 81.22, down 22. That's still in the middle of that range. But overall, it's really been trading sideways for a couple months now. The big news today is in the crude oil. We're making new contract highs here. We're up $3.08 in the October futures, and that's at $109 a barrel. That oil market is really watching what's going on in the Middle East. And you have so many big powers in opposition here. We have, you know, kind of the U.S. and Britain and against kind of Iran and Russia, you know, keep going back and forth in terms of words, and that's what's driving us up here. Atlanta gasoline's up almost 9 cents today. Heating oil is almost up 8 cents. If you look at the metal futures, August gold is up $26 an ounce at $14.19. That's about a $200 an ounce rally from the lows. And silver is up 60 cents an ounce at $24.61. Part of that's due to the lower dollar. Now, if we look at the cattle futures, we're up 20 to 85 or so in the feeder cattle futures. Most of that's just a little bit of the retracement of the big sell-off yesterday and then lower corn today. Live cattle futures are up down 40 to 50 cents due to the lower corn, which corn's down about 4 to 6. Soybeans are steady after a big rally yesterday, and wheat is up 2 to 3 cents.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Just about 15 minutes past the hour, I'm Dave Lanning as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time now to take a look at your agricultural markets here today, get an update on those futures. October live cattle down 52 at 126.62. December down 45, 129.72. September feeder cattle up 77, 154.90. October up 72 at 156.57. October hogs up 30, 86.32. December's up 17 at 83.25. We will check the grains in just a moment. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
On the grain futures today, Kansas City wheat, September's up 2 3/4 at 7.11. December's up 2 at 7.15 1/4. September corn's up down 10 cents today at 5.05 3/4. December down 7 cents at 4.93 1/2. September soybeans up 0.75, 14.28 1/2. And November's down 4 3/4 at 13.84 3/4. October cotton is down 55, 84.70. December's down 74, 84.15. That's a look at your futures markets here today. Now let's check in with Jim Appel and get an update on that ag weather.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Taking a look at our weather forecast for the coming week. Hot and dry is the norm, as we've seen for the last few days. That will extend about through the next 7 days. The high temperatures will be in the mid-90s to the 100s, and they will fall back to the mid-70s in the evenings. It looks like we do have a chance of rain Friday, Saturday, and Monday, a very slight chance of rain, only 20%, but it is a chance of rain nonetheless. The temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday expected to be in the mid-90s in the central and western part of the states, with hundreds in the southwestern part. And we'll see the temperatures abating somewhat on Sunday, down to 98, and Monday into the lower 90s. We'll talk to Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus again today, right after this.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back, right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply, Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us today is Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, now we're seeing temperatures in the 100-degree range all across the state this week. Is that normal for this time of year? Is that below normal? Where do we stand right now? What's your take on that?
Well, it's kind of odd. It's probably not normal for this year.
Okay.
We have been so wet and cool this summer. But, it is August. That upper-level ridge of high pressure has moved back over Oklahoma and the rest of the southern plains. So this is kind of a normal pattern that we see during the summer, especially in August for Oklahoma. But like I said, it's kind of unusual for this summer. But, you know, that's the way Mother Nature works. She gives and then she takes away, and I'm afraid she's giving us back our normal summertime pattern.
Gary, you said that the temperatures that we'll see this week are normal for this time of year, but not this year. You said this year was a little unusual. How is that?
Yeah, this year we haven't gone very long without, you know, a good dose of rainfall really throughout much of the summer. So it's rained more days than not somewhere in the state. Really, we're seeing statewide drying out. Soil moisture starting to get a little bit lower. So, you know, previously this summer we've seen a lot of rainfall, a lot of drought relief. And now if we don't start seeing some rainfall come back, we might see that drought start to intensify once again. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Are there any long-range forecasts, Gary, showing the rain coming back into the state anytime?
Well, you know, we really like to go out about maybe a week or so, and it looks pretty dry for the next week, again, under the influence of that ridge of high pressure. So maybe as we start to get into the later parts of the first week of September, something starting to show up, but that's pretty iffy going out that far at this time.
Normally, don't we see rains in the fall sometime?
Yeah, fall is our secondary rainy season. As we start to get into September and into October, that jet stream starts to dip back down into the state. We've seen that jet stream dipping down into the state during the summer, which was unusual. So hopefully, you know, it'll return to a normal type pattern in the fall, and we'll start to get rainfall again.
Thanks, Gary. That's Gary McManus, the Associate State Climatologist here in Oklahoma. We'll have more weather news for you right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel. We'll take a look at your weather forecast one last time. It looks like lows will be in the 70s all across the western half of the state for the rest of this week. Highs will be in the upper 90s to low 100s in the far southwest, and a 20% chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. That's a look at our weather. Dave Lanning will have more on Midday Oklahoma right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy-to-assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Tuesday, we'll look at some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at the 6th Annual Diamond Hats Gala, and we'll also talk about a 2013 plant and soil sciences speaker at OSU. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Congressman Frank Lucas will conduct town hall meetings in Alfalfa, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Noble County September 4th and the 5th. All residents of these locations are invited to attend and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. The congressman will be in Enid from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 4th at the Northern Oklahoma College. He will be in Cherokee at the Alfalfa County Farm Bureau from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and he will be in Medford at the Medford City Hall from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Those are all on September the 4th. On Thursday, September the 5th, Congressman Lucas will be in Ponca City at the Pioneer Technology Center from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. He will be in Blackwell at K Electric in the K Room from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and he will finish his tour in Perry at the Perry Municipal Building from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. All these three meetings are on September the 5th. Since 2005, the Diamond Hats, with the help and support of many generous sponsors, have contributed over $200,000 to benefit youth in agriculture. The majority of the proceeds have gone to provide scholarships and to support programs designed to prepare youth to utilize their work ethic for the future of Oklahoma. The 6th Annual Diamond Hats Gala will be held Friday, September 6th at 6 p.m. at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. The evening will consist of an exquisite seated dinner, silent and live auctions, live entertainment, and dancing. In addition to helping raise funds at the gala to support activities such as the sale of champions, educational scholarships, and leadership workshops, the Diamond Hats will also have their established tradition of honoring the Oklahoma Youth Expo Academic All-State winners. For more information, you can go to www.diamondhats.org. Fall is just around the corner, and with it comes one of the state's most exciting events, Septemberfest, hosted by Governor Mary Fallon and First Gentleman Wade Christensen. The 17th Annual Septemberfest will be held on Saturday, September 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oklahoma Governor's Mansion and the Oklahoma History Center. Septemberfest is a celebration of the culture and history that made Oklahoma unique. Several agricultural groups and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture will have several exhibits and activities showcasing Oklahoma agriculture. Dr. Tom Sinclair will speak on the scientific and political limitations to increasing crop yields as part of the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series. That will be on September the 16th at 3:30 p.m. in 107 Ag Hall at Stillwater, Oklahoma. Demands on global agricultural production are greater than ever, with no signs of slowing down over the coming decades. There will also be a come-and-go reception in Ag Hall 106 following the seminar.
Every day, pork producers across the country demonstrate care and concern for how pork is produced. They have a long-standing tradition of providing wholesome, high-quality, responsible products for people everywhere to enjoy. And be assured, they're respecting natural resources, taking care of their animals, and contributing to our communities because nobody cares more. Funded by Oklahoma Pork Producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Thanks for listening to our Ag Calendar on this Tuesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for that calendar update. We appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour here at Midday Oklahoma. Going to take a time out. We're going to have a news update when we come back after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, Cargill has now announced it will stop purchasing cattle finished on the feed additive Zilmax. Supporting Merck Animal Health's commitment to research recent animal welfare concerns regarding the product. Cargill has not linked Zilmax to any specific incidents involving animal well-being, but does believe more research is necessary. Cargill did take a full year to study Zilmax before accepting it in June 2012. It's estimated that 70 to 80% of the U.S. fed cattle herd was finished on Zilmax or Optiflex last year, and Cargill says its decision to accept cattle fed with the additive was partially based on the high percentage of cattle being fed beta agonists, along with the drought's effect on the U.S. cattle herd. The final cattle in Cargill's supply chain being fed Zilmax will be harvested by the end of September. The company says this should give producers enough time to transition cattle currently being treated with Zilmax. Tyson's decision to end purchases of cattle fed Zilmax at the beginning of the month has caused a domino effect in the industry through other companies, including this announcement from Cargill. This decrease in Zilmax sales has dramatically increased demand on Elanco's Optiflex, and some new customers are unable to immediately receive supplies. Elanco representatives are calling customers to see how much everyone needs to try and keep up with this increased demand. Sterling Marketing President John Nelavica says tight Optiflex supplies could temporarily pinch beef production at some feedlots, but there should be little impact on the nation's overall beef supply. Nelavica says the U.S. won't run out of beef, and feeders can adjust feed rations and take other measures to control production. The Chicago Tribune last week declared in an opinion piece that big agriculture is fighting to maintain the government handouts that have pumped up its profits for generations, adding, when farm state lawmakers complain this year's bin buster is forcing down commodity prices, don't listen. The Tribune says farmers will be making money at levels far beyond the norm of modern times, which was about as much as American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore says he could stomach.
Folks who write those kinds of stories do not understand the full breadth and scope of agricultural production in this country, because not every commodity is going to have a bumper crop this year. Some are dealing with drought. Some are dealing with too much rain, particularly in some of the states in the South.
We're coming up on 35 past the hour. Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives in just a moment. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back. Right up front. plus solid, high-quality bales, and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today is with Bruce Knight, former USDA official, and we're back with Bruce to talk about 2013 Farm Bill doings in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Earlier this month, we had the chance to visit with Bruce Knight, former USDA official, and now a principal with Strategic Conservation Solutions. And we talked with Bruce about what's going on when it comes to farm policy these days.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, 2013 Farm Bill. Strange process. Obviously, we failed in 2012. We've come back for another bite at the apple in 2013. And it looks, we're kind of slipping down the slope now, it seems like.
Yeah, this is unlike any farm bill process I've ever been through. One step forward, two steps back. I'm afraid it's going to get eclipsed now in the larger deficit and the next fiscal cliff debate that's got to come to a head this fall. But in that context, I think they could close it out. And I remain optimistic, not by the end of the fiscal year on September 30, but by the end of the calendar year being able to have completion of the Farm Bill.
When it comes to the splitting off of nutrition away from the other 11 titles, a lot of debate about, you know, the wisdom of that. Clearly, the Republicans are, you know, leadership had to do something once the bill failed the first time around.
That's correct. And I think folks are going to look back at this and see what the Republican leadership has done is put the discussion of the amount of total dollars being spent on SNAP or on food stamps on the table for the deficit discussions. And it probably deserves to be there because it's 75% or 80% of agriculture spending, and there are ways to make improvements on that. The thought that a state can say that you're eligible for $1 in heating assistance and therefore automatically eligible for food stamps doesn't sound real logical where I come from. The thought that states shouldn't be able to put stronger work requirements on it for able-bodied people that are receiving SNAP. There's ways. If we can trim commodity spending, we can also trim SNAP and nutrition program spending.
Bruce Knight with Strategic Conservation Solutions.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. We're going to have a complete rundown of the markets for you. Cattle futures lower today. The feeder cattle futures are higher. Hogs higher on the day today. And a very quick check of the grains. Kansas City wheat on the higher side, corn lower, but soybeans also heading south here today. We're going to have a complete rundown of the futures and all the markets, the stockyards, feedlots, all that when we come back right after this.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
Well, no cash cattle trade to report here on Tuesday, and likely we'll see some towards the end of the week, as we have been the last several weeks. A box beef at midday today on the higher side. Choice up 43 cents at $196.23. Select is up a dollar at $185.14. Choice Select spread 11.09 with 84 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyard, 7,494 head. Feeder steers 1 to 3 lower. Feeder heifers steady to 2 lower. Demand moderate for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves sold with very good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large calves, 4 to 5 weights, 183 to 213. 5 to 6 weights, 175.50 to 188.50. 6 to 7 weights, 152.50 to 163.50, and 7 to 8 weights, 145.50 to 150.
6 to 7 weight yearlings, 158 1/4 to 168.50. 7 to 8 weight, 148 to 159.50. 8 to 9 weight, 143.50 to 154. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 139 to 145.50. Tulsa Stockyards, 2,036 head. Steers under 600 pounds steady. The exception, 5 to 6 weights, $5 to $10 higher. Over 600 pounds, 1 to 4 lower. Heifers under 550, $2 to $3 higher. Over 550 pounds, steady to $2 lower. Slaughter cows, steady to $2 higher. Slaughter bulls, steady to $2 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 176 to 198. 5 to 6 weights, 151 to 180. 6 to 7 weights, 148 to 155. 7 to 8 weights, 139 to 150. Joplin Regional Stockyards, 5,446 head. Steers under 450 pounds steady, 450 to 650 pounds, 2 to 4 lower. Over 650 pounds, steady to 2 lower. Heifers under 550 pounds, steady to 3 lower. Over 550 pounds, we're steady. We're going to take a break, have a check of your grains and your cattle futures when we come back right after this.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
On the cattle futures, October live cattle down 45, 126.70. December's down 42, 129.75. September feeder cattle up 80 at 154.92. October's up 80 at 156.65. October hogs up 37, 86.40. December's up 25 at 83.32. On the grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, September's up 2 1/4, 7.10 1/4. December's up 3/4 at 7.14. The Chicago wheat, September's down a penny, 6.53 3/4. December's unchanged at 6.66 3/4. September corn's down 9 1/4 at 5.06 1/2. December down 7 3/4 at 4.93. September soybeans down 3 at 14.24 3/4. And November's down 7 3/4, now down 7 3/4 at 13.81 3/4. On the cotton trade today, October's down 63 at 84.62. December down 78 at 84.12. October crude oil up 302 at 108.94. November's up 290 at 108.25. September natural gas unchanged at 351 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Photon TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Midday Oklahoma continuing with our Beef Buzz as we talk about price as a major beef demand driver. We'll check that in just a moment.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
We've been talking off and on the last couple of weeks with Dr. Ted Schroeder, professor of livestock marketing at Kansas State University, one of the major authors of a new study that's been commissioned by the Beef Checkoff Program to summarize the current knowledge of consumer demand for beef and identify the best opportunities for the industry to influence demand positively. The name of the study, Beef Demand, Recent Determinants and Future Drivers. And one of the important demand drivers, according to Dr. Schroeder, coming out of this study, price.
Certainly price is an important consumption determinant. It really is a major definition of demand. And consumers are very responsive to price. We see it in study after study, and our study, again, comes out the same place with the same conclusion that price is very important to consumers, especially price relative to competing proteins. And that's always something that is a challenge for the industry, is to continue to develop and adopt and utilize technologies that advance production efficiency. The question there, or the challenge that we see, is that as production technologies are adopted, what needs to be kept in mind is that they're always adopted with ideally enhancing, or certainly not deteriorating from, the perceptions of food safety and product quality and form. And if we have technology adoption that can make beef production more efficient or processing more efficient, that will help beef maintain competitiveness in the retail shelf with other proteins. And at the same time, if those technology adoptions can improve food safety and product quality, to us, those look like really grand slam kinds of investments. If they don't enhance food safety or product quality, at least that they're not deteriorating from or somehow making the industry have to deal with those dimensions. So the point is, technology is critical to maintain competitiveness, but it also needs to be kept in mind with its other potential impacts it can have on other food product attributes.
One of the principal authors of this beef demand study called Beef Demand, Recent Determinants and Future Drivers, the report saying that consumer demand for beef is one of the most important and widely discussed yet poorly understood concepts affecting the beef and cattle industry. The report adds that it's imperative that the beef industry recognize what drives consumer demand, what expectations are for the future, and assess the industry's ability to adjust practices to target evolving consumer preferences or to influence important demand determinants. Three of the key drivers, according to the survey, food safety, product quality, and that what we talked about today, price. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Thank you for joining us on Midday Oklahoma today. Stepping up to the soapbox today for Ron Hayes, who's on vacation, I'm Jim Apel. There are a lot of things I don't understand. If you don't believe me, just ask my wife, my boss, and my friends. One thing I don't understand that has been in ag news lately is the battle over country of origin labeling. The USDA rule, which will be enforced beginning in November, requires retailers to identify the countries through which beef, pork, and lamb have passed in the production process. The labels must list where the animal was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. The rule was written in 2002, ostensibly in response to food safety concerns arising from the BSE scare in Britain. As with any rules proposed by government, COOL has its proponents and its opponents. On the one side are producers and meat packers who say the cost of compliance will be too high. The record keeping and handling involved in segregating animals from different countries at feed yards and all the way through the slaughter, distribution, and sales process will simply be a nightmare, they say. On the other side are those producers, mostly in America, who say the labeling process will help to better inform consumers as to the origin of their meat. They say there is a growing number of Americans who will use these labels to make purchasing decisions in favor of American meat. Some producers in Canada and Mexico say that it is exactly what will happen, and it unfairly stigmatizes their products, which must adhere to stringent USDA standards to be sold in America. They won their case before the World Trade Organization, and both countries say they will retaliate with punitive tariffs against a wide range of American goods if COOL is enforced. This is the part I don't get. If there is a segment of producers in America who believe consumers will purchase their product because it is solely American, then what keeps them from labeling it as such without government action? Why not take a page out of the Certified Angus Beef Playbook and develop a brand of their own that can be targeted to the consumers they desire to serve without the cost and unintended consequences of getting the government involved?
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate your time today, and that's going to do it for us for this Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. Hope you've had a good time with us. We've enjoyed sharing our time with you here today. For Jim A. Feld, Justin Lewis, and Ron Hayes, who's on vacation, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow, Wednesday, at 12:05 for our next edition of Midday Oklahoma. And it's right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.